It's time for pregame coverage right here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose. Getting ready for Storm Lake Girls Soccer. And joining me, head coach of Storm Lake Girls Soccer, head coach Katie Vortman. And coach, before we break down this week, walk us back to the Monday game. We talked about it earlier this week, but a 5-4 overtime loss. A little bit of everything in this one, but the big thing seemed to be the resiliency. Walk us back through the game against MOC Floyd Valley.
Yeah, we started off doing pretty well, and we let down our intensity a little bit. And at halftime, it was 1-4. And during my halftime speech, you know, I talked a lot about, hey, if you're just going to give up, it's going to be an even worse score than what it currently is. And I think the girls really took that to heart, the idea of, hey, we're going to come back in the second half and, you know, give 110% effort. And it paid off. We had two goals from Jezebel and then a goal from Ashley Sandoval on a free kick. And, you know, that I definitely think that gave them some fire and just a lot of motivation to show teams around our conference that, you know, we can score goals and we're not just going to give up and quit trying.
Talk about what that does for a culture. You've talked about it, you know, trying to get back in the goal scoring mindset the last couple of seasons. Not only do you get the four goals, but like you said, you fight back. I mean, I feel like you end up on the wrong side of the game, but kind of a good culture building game to see that resilience in the second half.
Yeah, the girls were definitely excited, and I think that brings just a lot more urgency in the game, or sometimes I do think we lack that. We're just very laid back, and it just makes it that much harder to actually compete. So when we were able to come back, Jezebel was doing a great job, and she just like stayed offensively mindset and kept going. And I think that says a lot when we have a freshman doing that, because that requires everyone else to step up as well. And I would say the girls are very, very close on the team. So just they were happy for each other, but they also wanted to keep going and get that win. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But the idea, I talked about how we have now proved that we can do that. And we need to now replicate that again in the future.
Chatting with head coach Katie Vortman of Storm Lake Girls Soccer. Renown, break down your week for us. A little bit of a weird one. You play MOC on Monday. You're supposed to have a game Tuesday against Humboldt that gets taken out due to weather and moved to a different date. And then you've got Kemper coming up today. Walk us through a little bit of what the week looked like. A little bit of a chaotic spring week, I'm sure, for you and the coaching staff.
Yeah, so Tuesday we ended up being inside, which is always a little bit of a frustration just because a soccer field compared to a gym is just different in so many ways. But we got lots of good touches on the ball, and we really focused on possession because I think that's going to be a key thing going into Carroll tonight. And then Wednesday and Thursday, we've had lots and lots of shin splints, so our practices have been a little bit lighter, just trying to save some of the girls' legs. And we had a lot of talk about, you know, we have to be stretching, we have to be icing, and you guys have to be willing to kind of do those extra things as an athlete in order for your bodies to stay healthy. And we have, you know, next week we have three games again, so we got to take care of ourselves in order to be able to perform our best.
Now you look forward to the opponent tonight in Kemper Catholic. They come in 2-4, but a bit of a deceiving 2-4. They play a lot of really good teams down there. What are some things you're seeing in this Kemper team as you've gotten prepared for them?
You know, they're not afraid to take shots, and they're not afraid to be physical. And I think we have to, you know, match that intensity straight from the beginning. And then, of course, we always have to throw the Iowa Springs in here. And, you know, the wind can definitely make a difference as far as getting the ball out of the back. So we are just really hoping to play to feet and, use our opportunities in a successful way instead of just hoping that we get the ball and then turning it over right away.
And then last question for you, Coach. Last year, this was one of the high-output games for the team, scoring three goals against the Kemper last year. What were some of the takeaways on the offensive side from last year that you've kind of tried to work into this as you get ready for the Windy matchup today down in Carroll?
I honestly think just resilience. I remember this game last year, and it was sleeting, snowing, raining, terrible winds, it was cold, and we just didn't give up. You know, we, Storm Lake, it's always windy, so we're not necessarily not used to that, but I think just taking the shots, that's something that I've preached, like, we're not going to score goals if we don't take the shots. So I would rather have, you know, 10 shots be off frame instead of us getting no shots at all, because you never know what's going to happen, especially if it's on frame. It can go off of a defender, we can get a call. But we can't do any of that if we aren't offensive-minded.
All right, Coach, should be an interesting one tonight as your team gets ready to take on Kemper. Thank you for the time, and good luck tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
And that was head coach Katie Vortman of Storm Lake Tornado Girls Soccer. Pregame coverage will continue right after this. It's on KKIA.